Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Professional wrestling is hard as hell, and botches are inevitable. They're gonna happen, but they need not be a disaster, particularly when they become an important part of a character or storyline. I'm Andy for What Culture Wrestling, and here are 10 wrestling mistakes and botches that became storylines. Number 10. JT Smith turns Italian. JT Smith was well liked by ECW's Philly crowds and once beat Taz for the company's TV title, but it took a botch at WrestlePalooza 95 to trigger his most successful run with the company. An attempted suicide dive saw Smith's knee pads catch the ropes. His head landed right on the floor, and though he was later diagnosed with a concussion, he finished the match. Paul Heyman decided he was going to turn this into a comedy storyline, the likes of which definitely wouldn't fly today. Day, with JT coming back with mild brain damage, believing he was Italian. Thus, the FBI was born, with little Guido coming in as Smith's legitimate cousin, and the likes of Tommy Rich and Tracy Smothers joining them along the way. Number 9. Stupid Kofi Kingston. A breakout feud with Randy Orton in 2009 saw Kofi Kingston close all kinds of ground on the Legend Killer, and may have sent him to the stratosphere if he hadn't fallen into trouble on an episode of Raw in January 2010. It was Kofi, John Cena, and Orton for a shot at Sheamus and the WWE title at the Royal Rumble. Unfortunately, there was a spot of miscommunication, leading to Kingston not staying down on the mat for a punt, and boy, was Randy pissed. You know what he called him next? You know what Randy said to Kofi? Stupid. It became a meme before memes were even really a thing, and years later, it came back into play when Kofi was world champion and feuding with Orton after WrestleMania 35. The mistake of a decade ago, which was followed by rumors of Randy politicking to hold Kofi down backstage, was even part of Orton's verbiage. I did hold Kingston down, he said, because Kofi wasn't on my level. Number 8. Christopher Daniels being over the hill. Wrestling Pentagon Jr. on a December 2019 episode of AEW Dynamite, the veteran Christopher Daniels botched a springboard moonsault to the outside, landing awkwardly on his side. The announcers tried to cover it by saying that Daniels was still recovering from the trapped nerve that Penta had inflicted on him, resulting in a televised absence. Later, on Being the Elite, they worked the botch into a storyline, with Daniels struggling badly while his partners Frankie Kazarian and Scorpio Sky were posing with their newly won tag team titles. Nearing 50 years old, CD's character started struggling with the idea of whether or not he still had it, so much so that he even contemplated joining up with the Dark Order to see if they could help. He didn't join, of course, because cults are bad, and he ended up feuding with the group instead. Number 7. Britt Baker's injuries. Struggling to find herself early in her AEW career, Britt Baker went through a transformational heel turn in early 2020, seemingly going from failed babyface ace to incredibly obnoxious heel overnight. It's unfortunate, then, that a serious leg fracture put her out of action almost as soon as she had turned. In normal circumstances, this would have been a disaster, derailing the momentum Baker had only just built. But no, the role model made the most of it, becoming the perfect example of how a wrestler can stay over and get more over without actually wrestling. Watching from her wheelchair every single week, Baker was a major Dynamite highlight, cutting fire promos, building her feud with Big Swole, and unraveling conspiracy theories aimed at the rest of the division. This period was the foundation that helped her build what she has become today, and the increased focus on character work forced on her by the injury turned out to be the most silver of silver linings. Number 6, Matt Sydal's Awkward Shooting Star Press. Debuting at AEW All Out 2020, Matt Sydal's first big move was unfortunately a botch as he slipped from the top rope while hitting his signature shooting star press. Despite the rough landing, Matt was okay, and he was able to get over the botch relatively quickly because of what happened on Being the Elite. The Young Bucks and Kenny Omega were caught in a scene telling Michael Nakazawa that he just wasn't booked for All Out. Nakazawa's response was to seek revenge by taking that damn baby oil of his, slavering it all over the top rope, and setting the perfect trap that he hoped would result in Sydal breaking his neck. That's not very nice, but the top turnbuckle and ropes were too slippery for Sydal to hit the SSP, and he fell. The retcon worked. The rivalry finished on AEW Dark. Sydal got the win, no doubt glad to finally put AEW's oiliest boy in the rear view. Number 5, Mick Foley goes through Hell in a Cell. Mankind took two falls against The Undertaker at King of the Ring 98. The first, when he was thrown off the side and through the announce table, oh my god, he killed him, was very much intentional. The second, most certainly, was not. Chokeslammed through the top of the cell, Foley crashed all the way down to the hard, unforgiving ring below, when the supports designed to hold the cell panel in place gave way. It was a horrifying bump, with Mick simultaneously referring to it as the best and worst chokeslam he had ever taken. Undertaker, meanwhile, legitimately thought Foley was dead. Such was the impact. While the first fall is obviously more iconic, this one was just as important in the legacy of Mankind. It somehow escalated the horror of the first, and by successfully battling back from his horrific injuries, the legend of Mick Foley grew as somebody more than willing to put it all on the line in the name of combat, including his own health. Number 4, Billy Kidman knocks out Chavo Guerrero. Another shooting star press here, as Billy Kidman accidentally caught Chavo Guerrero in the head with his knee while on the way down, as the two wrestled on SmackDown back in 2004. Guerrero suffered a serious concussion, and as a result of this, the move was banned. That was until Evan Bourne came along a few years ago, proved that he could perform it safely on crash mats, and the officials were satisfied to give him the all clear. But back to Kidman, the next time he went to hit the move on SmackDown, he couldn't. Full of guilt from injuring Chavo, he hesitated, walked to the back, and left tag partner Paul London in there alone, fending for himself against Kenzo Suzuki and Rene Dupree. Their tag team titles were gone, lost that night, and the ensuing Kidman vs. London feud may never have happened without the original botch. Number 3, a bloody and concussed Becky Lynch. This is one of the most iconic images of modern wrestling, as a botched Nia Jax punch left Becky Lynch bloodied ahead of Survivor Series 2018, costing the man a singles match with Ronda Rousey, but securing her place in wrestling folklore forever. Becky's crowd support was already huge before this. After it, it was undeniable, with the entire world desperate to see Lynch get her revenge on Jax. And speaking of Nia, her ego grew to the size of a hot air balloon after injuring Becky. We got that revenge at TLC, when Lynch punched Nia right in the mouth. But more than any one storyline, this was a vital moment in the rise of the man as WWE's most organic star in years, culminating in her double title win at WrestleMania 35. Number 2, those Dark Order punches. The 18th of December 2019 episode of AEW Dynamite closed on a disastrous Dark Order segment as the cult attacked the Elite, forcing those faked punches on poor Dustin Rhodes. Now, the clip of the unfortunate creeper culpable for this went viral. To avoid mockery, AEW had only one choice, and they took it, turning the ordeal into a YouTube storyline in which the still-unveiled Exalted One expelled the rubbish puncher from the group. a weeping, sorrowful creeper was tracked down by evil Uno, who ripped the failure to pieces for showing weakness and exposing the Dark Order. Seconds later, the poor bugger was sent to the Shadow Realm via one swift punch from Stu Grayson. A good punch that's actually connected. Number 1. The Rock's Royal Rumble Botch. The finish to Royal Rumble 2000 saw The Rock launch Big Show over the top rope for the win. The only problem was that the replays showed Rock's feet had clearly touched the ground before Big Show's. WWE on the night chose to ignore it, focusing instead on The Rock's celebration and him going to WrestleMania, but they soon came back to it on TV. Big Show had a right to be pissed. He was the rightful Royal Rumble winner and he was being screwed, until WWE's video team came through like some kind of proto-VAR wizards. When the truth was eventually revealed, WWE brilliantly worked it into the company's favour, using it to book Show vs. Rock for the number one contendership at No Way Out, continuing a feud that started long before the Rumble. Big Show actually won that match, screwing Rocky out of the title shot thanks to the returning Shane McMahon. And eventually, after a few more twists and turns, we got to WrestleMania 2000, and a McMahon in every corner, where The Rock finally scored that, Triple H won that. Never mind.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.